Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Greg. So the BCF are my thing too. And let me show you what you can do with the BCFs when it meets the power of the custom pages. A few words about myself first. My name is Diana Birkelbach. I work for Orbis in Germany, and I'm principal developer on Dynamics 365 and Power Platform. You can reach me on Twitter or LinkedIn, but you can find me also in the Power Apps community forum when I answer a lot of questions about PCF. I have a blog where I blog a lot about PCFs, and in January I've become an MVP. So what about custom pages and PCF? Let me tell you a little about the Power Apps journey. What is a PCF? What is a custom page? But don't worry, I hope it won't be boring, because the most of the part it will be a demo about a PCF who meets custom pages. So this one are the old slides from the Microsoft Business Application Summit from 2019, where we get to know the that the Power Apps is a journey. And we started with the Canvas apps, where we had to decide if we have which type of screen size we want to have. And we started with the model-driven apps on the other side. And we've got the Canvas component for the low-code possibility and the pro possibility, pro dev possibility, that are the PCFs. And you can use both in the Canvas app and model-driven apps. Just in the model-driven apps, it was the embedded Canvas apps that you can use. And we was told there will become something like called Canvas page or custom pages, and that's where we are now. And there are a few steps to follow, but the target is having the converged app. So you don't have to decide in the beginning if you have a model-driven app or a Canvas app. You have one app, and you can use the best of the both worlds, the Canvas apps and from the model-driven apps. So what is a PCF? So PCF is a framework for controls. It's a possibility for the pro developer to make code components. We have two types of components. We have the field components and the dataset one, and we can use them in all app types. We can use them in model-driven apps, where we can bind them to form, view, subgrid, or we can use them in Canvas apps, where we can use the power of PowerFX to combine the components. And in the Canvas apps, we can also use the power of connectors. And that way, we can use the PCFs that we designed also with the data sources that are outside Dataverse. They are also for portals. They're in preview right now, but they're still to come. The PCFs are generic and reusable. And what's the most important part? They are integrated in the platform. They are not like the HTML web resources where you just get an iframe. With a PCF, you get the possibility to work with a form, so to be controlled by the form, but to get the values. And when it's a data set, you get the data from the PCF framework. You can also interact with a ribbon, make exports, select elements, and navigate to the other elements. So for me, the PCF are the building blocks, the basic ones. For the custom pages are a new page type in model-driven apps. They are designed for the low-code experience. You can integrate them as a full page, as dialogue, or as a side pane. The custom pages has the power canvas apps, because you can use the PowerFX expression. You can use connectors. Remember, we are in model-driven apps, and we can use datasets outside the Dataverse. You can use Canvas components, so you have the low-code power, and you can use the code components, usually similar to the ones from the Canvas apps, but you also have more possibilities, like the one for the model-driven apps, because, for instance, you have features like a web API. They are integrated in the application, because you can navigate between custom pages and form and views back and forth. And they are different than embedded Canvas apps. So it's just a page inside an app, and the Canvas apps are just an app who can be shown inside the form. That's a big difference there. So for me, the custom pages are the glue. So let's have the use case, a delivery calendar. We have a customer who has to make deliveries. So we have the order table that has to be made to an account, and it's placed in another country. Each of these ones are on the Dataverse, some lookups. And we have the products that have to deliver it with this order. And when we have this order, you have the planned delivery, that's the expected delivery date, and you have the date where the delivery really took place, so the delivery date. And our customer wanted to have a calendar, to have all this information shown in the calendar. But how should we do that? So when there's a delivery made, we will gonna show this this record for the delivery date. And if the delivery is not made, then we will take the expected delivery date. And let us show how this application is looking like. So first of all, we have made a PCF. So as soon as we had the PCF, we could integrate it in our application, and we designed it for the order. So you see here a PCF who is showing these orders, and you can switch between week or war week or month, and you see these orders, and with hover, you can see information from the view we already show now. You can navigate to the order, or you can also place the same PCF on the account form, where we can show with the same PCF all the orders for this account with the same PCF. But the magic happens inside the Canvas page, so the custom page. So first of all, when you start the application, you are going to see if there are overdue deliveries. You can provide this information to the user. And because you know that there are overdue deliveries, you can show a button. And he can, when he clicks there, he can navigate to the view of orders, this time not with a PCF, because it wouldn't be that helpful, but with a list, having them in a grid. You have the same functionality that you saw in the view and on the form, but you can also show the order details and the order items. So you can navigate between the month, and when you go back and you have a delivery that already should have taken place, but it was not there, you get a warning. You can also navigate to the order. So just a model-driven form going back and forth. And you can also show some more information. So about account, about the country, you can show if it's a low risk country or not, and some other information from that country. About the order items, you get to see the images from them. So you have a gallery there. You can see if they are out of stock. If that's the case, you get a small ring bell where you can click, and you have the chance that way to send a notification to the product owner. So you'll see here, I have not only the product owner shown here, but also the pictures. I could use that, a connector to show that. So you can change the text before you send a notification, and you notify. You get a notification that you've sent it. And let's suppose I'm the product owner now, and I'm starting the application, and I'm gonna get a notification. Here it is. So it's the ring bell there with a badge. You can see the text that I've sent, but you have also some buttons you can interact with. So you can open the product. And it's nice because you don't have to leave the work you were doing. You can open this page in a Moodle dialog. So you get to see what the product was about and what happened there. And you can also open the order. And the third button was about opening the whole custom page. It's also a dialogue, so you don't lose context, but you see the same information the one saw who sent this notification. So I have everything there. Because we are working in model-driven apps, we have to think about this page being responsive, because that's the way the user is used to work. So you have to take care that the place and the page is showing the content in a responsive way. Let's see how we can customize that. So first of all, let's open the solution. But first of all, for showing the PCS for the views, we have to go back in the old customizing. So we go in the classic one and open the solution. And we open the entity, so the table order, and go to controls, and we can there customize the controls. So we open the add control, we choose the calendar from there. Don't forget to set it where it should be shown. And after that, we have to assign the three columns that I've designed for the PCF. So we have to know which is the title of the order. We have to set which is the delivery date and the expected delivery date. So we designed a PCF that will work with every entity, not only with orders, because the mapping will be made only in this moment. So after everything is set, all you have to do is save and publish. But you remember when I've navigated to the overview view, I didn't have the calendar PCF. So for that, I will gonna choose another PCF. So I open the view for the overview deliveries. I choose the custom control, and there I've chosen the Power Apps Grid, the preview. So each time this view will be shown, we will gonna see this PCF. Also, when we open the account form, we can customize there a subgrid and show there the orders. And of course, we can choose there with which control should be rendered. So we have the controls, and you see we have there the calendar having the same columns designed there. Okay, so all you have to do now is save and publish, and you have it now for the model-driven form and views. Let's see how we can do a custom page now. First of all, let's try to make an app, a model-driven app. We have to use the modern app designer. Let's call it somehow. And when the model-driven app is made, you have to add a page, this time a custom, it's a preview. We create a new custom page. We have to add the data, so we have there the orders. After that, we have to add the PCF, so get more component, and we have to switch to the code tab. We choose there the PCF that's already loaded in my environment. And then I can drag the calendar on the canvas. Let's make it a little bigger. And now we can bind it to the data set. So we have the orders there, and you can choose a view or you can choose the fields. And then we have to define the property sets they are there. So we have to define the title. Sorry, that was the name. That's the one. The second one is the delivery date. And the third one is the expected delivery date. Okay, that's it. And you can see already, I can have some data shown in my PCF. Okay, let's speed it up a little. Here's the application already done. So you can see the areas here. We have some container. The first one, it's for the dialogue, but we're gonna come back to that in a few seconds. We have the header, and we have a container for the body. On the left side, we have a container for the PCF. So delivery calendar is my PCF. And on the right side, let's zoom it a little, we have the container for the order details and the one for the products. And when we have a look to the gallery of the products, we can see how the PCF from the left side is linked to the products on the right side, because the items of the gallery are from delivery calendar one selected order products. And that way we can bind all the products for this order. And we have there a small ring bell. So when we click on that, we want to show the dialog. And actually what we do is set a notification, a variable, send notification to true, and that will be the trigger for the visible property of my first container to show this dialog. So if send notification it's true, we're gonna show it. So just let me show, take it on true so you can see it. And I have the header, I have the product owner container. And as I said, the product owner, it's shown there, it's coming from the product, but the image, it's something that it's not in Dataverse. And for that, I've used the connector who is grabbing the image from the Office 365 users using the primary email of the product owner. For that, I had to add some data, and that's the connector to Office 365 users. The other parts are about showing this text which is already filled in, and the part where it's become interesting is sending a notification. So on select of this button, we have the PowerFX expression that we're gonna use. So you can see we start with some actions. So we have the view product, the view owner, and delivery calendar. And we grab them in a collection because we need an array. So we have these actions that we're gonna pass as a data to the patch. So actually what we do here, we just create one record inside the notification. Notifications is a table inside the Dataverse. So we can set there some information like the title, the body, and the owner. And it's pretty interesting because if you don't set the owner, you are gonna send a notification to yourself. So if you set this owner, they will tell this notification for which user should this notification be shown. You will have also some more information about the icon type and the array with the actions. And you can see that the first two buttons are page type entity records. So I'm gonna show these entities. And the third one, it's a custom one. And I have the name of the custom page there. Also the navigation target is for all three of them set to dialog. So I can show it as a dialogue. After that, I can notify the user that this notification was sent, and I can show this dialogue. So when this one is done, actually all we have to do is to publish this app. So we go to the app and publish. And when that's done, we are ready to play it. And the custom page is ready to be shown. Okay, just a few words about how I've made this PCF. Really, really short. So about the manifest, that's the first point to have a look when you look to a PCF. We have a data set, and I've set free some display command bar and some other properties. I have the three property sets that I've defined for my PCF. In the index, you won't see much because it's pretty clean. You have the init and update view, and all you have to do there, it's called the render for the application. The interesting part is about the package.json. What I've used there is React Big Calendar. I've used React for taking care about dating, date and type manipulation. I've used Moment.js. That's something that React Big Calendar was needing. And I've also used LCID. That's the library who will allow me to convert the user settings, time zone, to something that Moment can understand. But last but not least, I've used the Fluent UI because I have this hover card showing on the calendar, and that's the one I've took from the Fluent UI React. So just a few words more. We have the calendar here in my React component, and all I had to do there, it's just map to the properties. I have passed the data, and for the data, I have to define the filtering, so I'm able to add more filtering to my data set because I wanted for each month to have only the data from this month. So for that, I use the operation on or after, on or before, and back to my React component, I have the possibility to set my selected record ID. That way I can interact with a ribbon, or I can call the open dataset item that will navigate to the form. And about showing the hover card, I have here a component, and I have some properties that I can pass to this hover card. And that's the way it is designed and for a card. So that's pretty much what I wanted to show you. So let me go to my last slide. So please stay connected and keep learning. Participate to the Fusion development in the Cloud Skills Challenge. Check out the Fusion Dev ebook, and you can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and as I said, in Power Apps community forum. Thank you.